When we spot hypocrisy in others, we may feel superior to them and even taunt them. We do not always spot hypocrisy within ourselves. Sometimes a family member, close friend, or an enemy uncovers the disconnection between what we say and what we do. Abiding passage from the letter of St. James takes up this theme today. James is like a close friend who will say things you don't want to hear, but things you need to hear. Some early Christians were guilty of hypocrisy. James asks them, what good is it if someone says he has faith but does not have works? He cites an example that is still relevant. If you see someone with insufficient clothing or food, and you say, go in peace, keep warm, and eat well, but don't give them anything, James asks, what good is it? You know, when we see someone in need today out on a street corner downtown, many of us don't even talk to them politely. We may ignore their request, form a harsh opinion, or even taunt them. At this cathedral, through Morning Glory Ministries, we offer food, clothing, backpacks, sleeping bags, and other assistance to those in need. We also help people get an ID. Many of our breakfast guests don't have their own birth certificate, but we help them track it down. The greatest number of checks the cathedral writes each month are for $18 to the Missouri Department of Revenue requesting the record of someone's ID. Without one, they cannot get a job, own a place to live, or vote. I encourage people who see beggars on the street to say hello, or at least give a friendly wave, then to avoid the hypocrisy that St. James condemns, give treasure or time to Morning Glory Ministries or another reputable agency that will provide suitable help. St. James offers a taunt of his own. Demonstrate your faith to me without works, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works. How does your faith match your works? If we said no words and people just saw what we did, would they know we had faith from our works?